This routine will help with trauma from birth. Babies can have trauma surrounding birth, and we must respect it and help them release it without forcing them. This is an invitation, not a command. They can have trauma from medical procedures such as heel pricks or circumcisions, difficult passage through the birth path, interventions that didn't respect mother or child, procedures or events that the baby wasn't able to comprehend, or incomplete development that results in hypersensitivity. These techniques are appropriate for babies with known trauma, preemies, or babies who show an aversion to touch. Containment holding. Relax yourself. Start with a deep, slow breath. Feel the relaxation spreading through your body. Get the baby's attention in a gentle, soothing way. Establish eye contact. Place your hand gently on the baby's head, using very gentle pressure at first. Cup your hand and relax deeply. Breathe deeply and loudly enough to let your baby hear your breath. The head is generally the area of trauma, but this hold can be used anywhere. Talk quietly and gently to the baby. Acknowledge that there is a lot of pain in this area, and encourage him to release the pain that he doesn't need anymore. Listen to the baby's body and facial expressions to determine whether he is relaxing or getting more tense. Repeat phrases like relax, that's right, just let it go. I know. Praise the baby as he shows any signs of relaxation. Don't rush the process or assume you know what the baby is working with. If your touch elicits the intense crying of release, just allow it to happen and be there to lovingly comfort him. It isn't your touch that is causing this trauma. It is the touch memory of previous trauma in the area. Keep relaxing yourself. Keep breathing and remain centered. It is hard to hear this crying, but the releasing is very healthy. Don't be surprised to find that you cry right along with the baby. Memories that are traumatic for a baby are probably centered in a memory that is traumatic for the parent. You may have to do this a number of times before the child can tolerate full touch. Change the pressure each time, going from very gentle at first, but gradually applying firmer pressure, as well as the length of time that you hold your touch. Watch the baby for signs of feedback. You will learn to recognize his individual signs of pleasure or distress. If the baby cannot accept physical touch, you can achieve the same release result by holding the hot spot in the energy field around the baby's area of trauma. You don't actually touch the area initially, but right above the area. If the baby cries too intensely at the first touch, this is very helpful. If the baby is refusing to make eye contact and cries intensely, back off and just hold, rock, and comfort the baby. Watch for other cues and respect them. Negative cues: arm or hand moving purposely, fully to push you away, head turning, arms or legs closing up over the torso, body arching or turning away from you, stop immediately. He will learn to pace the process according to his own level of comfort and not be anxious about being pushed beyond that level. They will trust you more if you respect their wishes. Once you have shown that you can be trusted, they will allow you to progress beyond their initial level of comfort. Talk to the baby and gently explain your intention to help them release painful body memories and trauma. Apologize to the baby if that is what you feel is appropriate to what is being released.